from KQED.
Today marks a milestone in California's quest to combat climate change. The state is holding its first cap-and-trade auction, where companies will pay for permission to emit greenhouse gases. Though the State Chamber of Commerce filed a lawsuit against it yesterday, KQED science reporter Molly Samuel explains the auction is going forward.
The trading part of the state's cap-and-trade program officially kicks off today. The program requires more than 300 California companies to buy a permit, also known as an allowance, for each ton of carbon they emit. The first auction for allowances is this morning, but it won't be the raucous stuff of traditional trading pits.
It's actually much more akin to ordering your Christmas gifts out of an online catalog.
Stanley Young of the California Air Resources Board explains that the event itself is pretty tame. Players will log on to a secure website and enter their bids during a 3-hour window. But the result is a big deal.
We are putting a price on carbon.
Companies will have to decide how much emitting greenhouse gases is worth to them. Would they be better off becoming more efficient in reducing their emissions, or should they buy allowances? Not all businesses are happy with the options, even though the Air Board is initially giving away 90% of the allowances. Yesterday, the California Chamber of Commerce filed a lawsuit that claims making companies buy allowances from the state is illegal. Lauren Kay heads a think tank affiliated with the chamber.
All the auction does is raise billions of dollars from private businesses to the government. It has nothing to do with reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
The state could raise $1 billion in the first year of cap and trade. It's required to use the money on carbon reduction projects, and some of it has to go to communities that are hardest hit by pollution, though specifics have yet to be worked out. Jasmine Ansar, an economist with the Union of Concerned Scientists, says the world is watching how California navigates these new waters.
This is a model, and it's an example of how this system can and will work, and therefore that will spur other regions, other states, other countries to follow the lead of California.
Today is the first real test of how it works, but the answer to the biggest question, how much does carbon cost, won't be revealed until next week when the Air Resources Board releases the results of the auction. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel.